Blackstone Audio presents Stonefather by Orson Scott Card. Read by Emily Janice Card. When Runnel was born, he was given a water name, even though there had never been a wet wizard in the family. In the old days, such names were given only to those babies as would be sacrificed to Yegut, the water god. Later, such names were given to those who would live to serve as priests to Yegut. Still later, wet names went to children of families that pretended they once had a water mage in their ancestry. But now, in the village of Farzabek, wet names were given because the mother was fond of a nearby brooklet, or because the father had a friend with such a name. This close to Mitherholm, the great city of water mages, it was no surprise that water names were more popular than any others, even among rude peasants. Runnel was born to be the rudest of them all, the ninth son and 15th child of a farm wife who had the gift of conceiving children readily and bearing them as if her loins were a stream bed and each baby a spring flood. Mother had the wide and heavy hips of a woman whose body had reconciled itself to perpetual pregnancy, yet her cheery smile and patient temper still drew men to her more than her husband wished. Runnel had the misfortune of looking like neither of his parents, so perhaps father had dark suspicions about the boy's siring. What other explanation could there be for the way father pointedly ignored him, whenever he wasn't cuffing him or berating him for the constant infraction of being an unloved boy who persisted in existing? Runnel wasn't especially good at anything, and he wasn't especially bad at anything. He learned the work of a hardscrabble mountain country farming village as quickly as most, but no quicker. He played the games of children as vigorously.